I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Amen. Take back your seat shortly. Listen. The conference, tell somebody by you, the conference has begun. Tell him tomorrow we are here. And Friday too we are here. So today is originally our prayer day. So we turn the conference into strategic prayers and revival. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Tomorrow we are going to continue to go deep into the other assignments that we have as workers of God. This conference is a workers' conference. It's a conference for those who love God, those who want to do something with their lives for God. Not those who just want to be in church and do nothing. So we encourage you to be here tomorrow and Friday, so that you will be trained, you will be prayed with, and you will be taught, so that you will be able to enjoy all the blessings that follow kingdom service. Amen. This month is the month of service, the month of stewardship, and we want to serve our way into God's presence. Tell somebody by you, service is one of the platforms to enter into God's presence. Service is one of the foundations, the platforms to enter into God's presence. Jonah chapter 1, when you read the verse number 2, go home with this verse in your spirit. Jonah 1, the verse number 2. Go home with this in your spirit. And God spoke to Jonah and told him, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach against it, for their wickedness have come up unto me. So Jonah received an assignment to work for God, to go and preach, to do the work of a shepherd, a preacher, an announcer of God, to work for the Lord. He heard the voice of God, means that he had the presence, because he was a worker of God. He had the presence. But in verse 3 said, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found the ship going down to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down. Tell somebody, if you do what God has not asked you to do, you will pay for it. Tell him, if you go where God has not sent you to, you will sponsor yourself. Any assignment God didn't send you, you will pay for the assignment. The Bible says that, and he paid the fare. He paid for it. But the day he accepted to go, he got a free ride from the whale. The fish vomited him to Nineveh. He didn't pay. The day he accepted that, God, you forgive me, I'll go. That day, he got a free ride. When you do what God has asked you to do, he backs you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God has given every one of us here assignment in this church. Shepherds, other workers I can see around, elders, deacons, so on and so forth. It is when you are obeying the call of God, the work that God has given you, that you enjoy divine backing. That's when you enjoy divine backing. That's when you can say three of them join. You have backing. You will not have backing if you are not walking in His will. If you are not walking in His counsel. Am I speaking to someone? Tell somebody the day you stop working for God will be the day you lose His presence. So when you are working for God, number one, you get His backing. Say backing. He was backing Jonah, supporting Jonah. The day Jonah lost his presence, he lost his backing. Number two, when you are working for God or you are fulfilling your assignment for God, number two is that you hear the voice of God for direction. In your assignment is when you keep hearing God. When you miss your assignment, you hear God no longer. When Jonah was preaching for God, he heard God. When he stopped preaching for God, he didn't, even when he was in the chaos, even when the storms were roaring and rolling and all that, he did not hear God say anything to him. That means that when you stop that ushering work, when you stop that chorister work, when you stop that shepherding work, when you stop the work God has given you, the singing, the announcements, the communion serving, the deaconship work, the eldership work, that will be the day you cease to hear the voice of God. He will no longer fellowship with you. If anything, it is bad dreams you'll be having. It's bad dreams. So I'll be having bad dreams or something. Then say, hey. Number three, when you are on your assignment, you don't sponsor. God sponsors you. He paid his fare, like I told you. By the day he accepted to go, God gave him a free ride. A will permitted him. A prepared vessel carried him to Nineveh. May God sponsor every dream in your heart. I said, may God sponsor every desire in your heart. May God give you the needed money and connection to sponsor every dream in your heart. But that is only possible if you are still his boy. Forever, I want to be Jesus' boy. I don't even want to be a man of God. I want to be Jesus' boy. Forever, God should be able to send me on errands. Jesus should be able to send me. He should be able to know that Arthur Prince is my boy. Forever, you must be the girl of Jesus. Tell somebody by you, forever be the boy or girl of Jesus. Run errands, clean the church for Jesus, preach for Jesus, win souls for Jesus, walk on the rain for Jesus. Don't be a big shot. I said, don't be a what? I said, don't be a what? Tell somebody, don't be a proud person. Start singing in the church. The day you stop going for rehearsals because you think you have arrived is the day calamity starts coming. Oh, very true. I don't have time to prove to you and give you examples. But at least Jonah is enough. How many of you want to experience what Jonah experienced? Some of you are already experiencing it in different ways. You are not in the sea, you are in the sea of life. You know the sea, your life top. Since you stop praying, since you stopped working in the church, you used to be very active. You used to always come into church doing something. Since you stopped, you see how your life be. It's a way. Jonah started, he was in the sea was swallowing the whole boat. Ship up. The whole boat. Ship was swallowing the whole ship. Because of his disobedience, that he will not do the work of God again. Don't endanger your life and that of your family by your disobedience. When you disobey, you don't only endanger yourself, you endanger those who are associating with you. When you stop working for God, one of the things that you lose is God's protection. He lost it. And so the ship was going through turbulence. Until they said, who have sinned? Have you sinned against your God? They went to do their sorcery, their magic, and they realized that the lot fell on Jonah. Then they came to Jonah and said, "You, what have you done to your God? You are the reason why the ship is sinking." Then he said, "True. I was supposed to go for shepherding. I decided to come and watch this football." Or is that, "Oh, true. I was supposed to go to church and I came to watch this football. And I came for this party." That is why all this light off calamity has come. Oh yeah, so you are the reason why they got light off. She went there. That's why I'm struggling. That's all of a sudden, you don't know what happened. The TV has moved from top, falling down, and you don't know what happened. It's because of you. You have left the presence of God. That's why Ghana came home. When I was preaching, the media boys, they were sitting at the back there, Jerry, led by Jerry, and the stubborn boy at the back there, they were watching football when I was preaching. When Ghana, why wouldn't they score Ghana? You are the Jonah of Ghana. GFA must come after you.
Amen.
Then they threw Jonah into the sea. And Jonah repented. When Jonah repented, then the Bible says that the Lord asked the whale to send him back to the assignment. When you say, "Lord, I'm sorry," he doesn't give you a new assignment. He sends you back to the one you didn't do. Go to a doctor. He say, "You not go." 10 years after, when he still comes to you, "Lord, what should I do?" He say, "Go to a doctor." You will still go back to the class one. You can't escape it. That's how God works. So do it now. Serve God now. Tell somebody, serve God now. Before calamity befalls you. You endanger your family. That's number what? Number 4 or 5. You endanger your family and your friends when you don't serve God. You lose His protection. You endanger your family, your friends. Yeah. When you don't serve God. When you don't serve God, you will suffer betrayal. The people betrayed Him, they threw Him into the sea. When you don't serve God, the people you are following to the club, after they finish messing up your life, they will leave you in midway. I can bet you they will leave you in the middle. They will not sponsor you with the alcohol again. They will tell you, "Buy for yourself." They will be wise alcoholic people. They will tell you, "Go and look for your own alcohol. We can't share our hours with you." Remember the story of the wise virgins? Yes. They will also tell you, "Go and look for your own alcohol." They will mess up your life. Afterwards, they will not support you. They will push you to men. "Oh, this guy likes you. Don't you see this guy?" And you leave God and go. Well, after they finish spoiling you, those same friends, they will tell you, you went to enjoy, you are pregnant, handle it yourself. You will be denied and betrayed. These are the consequences for forsaking the call of God. You lose His presence, His backing, His support, His sponsorship. You lose His protection. You lose His voice. And you receive betrayal upon betrayal. See that guy left you. He left you because you left God for him. That's why he left you. That girl has broken your heart because you broke God's heart for him. Yeah. It's just a matter of time. Say betrayal. Yeah. Whatever you do to God for a human being, man will do it to you for God. It's a cycle. You did it to God for man. So man will do it to you for God. Practical. Jonah betrayed God and God's agenda and joined the ship, joined other men. The men betrayed him so that it will pacify the anger of God. So the men betrayed him for God. And the sea was calm. That means God received the offering. Some of you will be offered by your friends to pacify God because you rejected God for your friends. This is them to show you. They're not finished, they show you. They go show you more. Amen. And then finally, when you abandon your assignment, God always tries to give you a last chance. And that is what God is giving you this week. A last chance. He's giving you another chance. A chance for you to get back to the work. That's why some of you, I keep telling you, come back. You can still do it. Come and do it. Come and do it. I keep telling you, I never give up on it because God still gave Jonah a chance when Jonah was ready. Just that he still went to where God asked him to go. Still go to your class one. Still had to go there. Amen. Oh, amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Have you heard something in your spirit? May you never be a Jonah. Bible says that, and Jonah left the presence of God. So to disobey God's assignment, God's work for you, is to lose God's presence. Do you understand it now? Anywhere God asks you to go, he has taken the lead. He's coming. He's on that road. Tell the one by you, anywhere God asks you to go, he's on that road. If he tells you to marry Amma, he's in that relationship. He has gone ahead in that relationship. If he tells you to do this work, he has gone ahead. He's waiting for you. For you to have his presence, you should be there. If you are not there, you go to another place. He is here. You are there. You've lost his presence. So to miss God's assignment is to miss his presence. Because he said be a pastor and you decide to be a banker. You have missed his presence. You struggle in your banking work and God is not there. No matter your prayer. He called out the 70 and he sent them 222 to the cities where he was about to come. That's presence. So if they go to where he's not coming, they will never see him there. That's why some of you are lost in the issues of life. You are lost. You don't know what to do. Because where you are, God is not with you in that situation. He didn't ask you to go. He didn't ask you to do it. So you are alone, struggling in it. But may you come out like Jonah. Tell somebody you are coming out like Jonah. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Bow down your heads. Maybe you are here and you look into your life and you realize that you have abandoned God. Maybe you have become the Jonah of our time. You used to be an usher. Now you are backslidden. You used to be a chorister. You used to be a serious member coming to church, doing something in the church. You have backslidden. Now you give God excuses because of work, because of money, because of connection, because of some beloved, some new friends. Now your character has changed because you think that you have some opportunity. So your character has changed. No. Don't let God come after you. Don't let God destroy you. I want to pray with you. Don't let God destroy you. Run away for your life. Don't wait till crisis capture you like Jonah. Crisis swallow you. Don't wait. I want to pray with you. Put your one hand on your chest. Say, Pastor, I used to be a shepherd, but now I'm backslidden. I hardly go for follow-up. I don't normally go for shepherd anymore. I don't remember the last time I preached to someone. Pastor, pray with me. I'm a Jonah. Right in this church. Pray with me. I've left. I'm doing my own work, my own thing. And I've abandoned the work of God. God's presence is not with me. I'm a Jonah. Pastor, pray with me for me to come back. For me to be restored back to God's presence in his work. The work of God guarantees his presence. The work of God guarantees his presence. The work of God guarantees his presence. Put your one hand on your chest and lift up the other one and let me pray with you. Say, Heavenly Father, I am very, very sorry for my negligence, for neglecting your work, for not paying attention to my calling, for running away and abandoning the work that you gave me in your house. I've learned tonight that your presence is in your work. When I work for you, I will have your partnership, your support, your sponsorship, your backing. I will escape calamities and I will not be betrayed by men. I surrender my life today. I come back, Lord. Take over my heart. All the idols in my heart, all the things that have taken my time, the things that have taken my attention, sweep them out of my heart. Sweep them out of my heart. And let you alone reign in my heart. Let me go where you ask me to go. Let me do what you asked me to do. Let me obey to do your work. Let me be a good shepherd. Let me be a good soul winner. Let me be a worker in the church, an elder and a deacon, to the glory of the Father, that I may have your presence. In the name of Jesus, I have prayed. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.